Shmaitza Beis Adar Aleph. We're not going to do what I said we would do. I have to go back on my word.
To go back and do it over again?
No. We're going to go back. I just said that tonight we'll start going into the Iyun, but I'm not able to, and primarily because tomorrow night we're not learning. We're still breaking Monday nights because of the kashrus things. It's going to go on another two tomorrow and two more weeks.
Oh, I thought tomorrow was
it. It is officially, but okay, that's. There are two more after tomorrow. Very, very chashuva ones. Very chashuva, but for whatever reason, they're not part of the series officially. Sometimes, you know, in this world, you have to do things a certain way. Anyway, so I didn't want to start Iyun, so we'll start Belina the Tuesday night. Now we'll continue. It's the same minyan. We're not going off into a new minyan.
What's the logic to the Perek breakdown? Like,
there's not necessarily one. Okay, so we're in Perek Beis, and we learned a Mishnah LeMelech. Tabay Ikba Yisur, there's no din of Sufik Mamza Mutta. And the Shmaitza said, what? That's probably the case of Sufik Mamza Mutta that you need a Pasuk, because it's Ikba Yisur. Otherwise, we have a problem. Why do you need a Pasuk? We'll start with the second paragraph. Barambam Kosav and Hilchos Yisur Biya. Shloshim Mamzerim Haim. Yeah, you have it? The second paragraph, I believe, in Perek Beis. Mamzavada, Mamzasafik, which is Abom Yisafik Gerishin, Yisafik Yidushin, Yisafik Gerishin. That's number two. Mamzavadiv Yisafim is number three. Ayin Shab. Habukab, the Yisafik Gerishin, Mavian Hashem Talui. In the equivalent, if you boil the woman who had the Yisafik Gerishin, you bring an Hashem Talui. When she calls of a Rambam, Vafiduach Yavalei Yisafik Mamzer. And the Rambam calls that a Yisafik Mamzer, meaning the halachic Yisafik Mamzer, which is Mutter. Now, that's only Ikba Yisura, according to the Shmaitza. So he says that's not so schwer, because who says that's Ikba Yisura? I said so, but not everybody has to agree with me. Yeah. Umiul v'imashik sabti v'perikalot the sofi gerish and ena chazoka v'dos ela ba'oithan the cheskos eishus ish isra v'leihavi ala Ikba Yisura unahit the bo Ikba b'ben lo Ikba. I don't have a kasha on the Mishnah LeMelech. I mean, I don't have a proof positive against the Mishnah LeMelech. That Ikba Yisura is still a Safek. It's a Safek Mamzer. It's a Chetz of a Safek Mamzer. And the Torah is Mater Safek Mamzer. Keeping the animal a Safek, I feel like Ikba Yisura Mutter. Even the mams of Sufik, but Torah Omer mams of Vazir, but mams of Sufik. The Chaimatzina Bo'or law, the halacha, that the halacha of Moshe Mitzinai is Sveiko B'chutz La'aretz Mutter. Or law is also in Chutz La'aretz. Even though ostensibly it's a mitzvah Tluya Bo'aretz, but there's halacha of Moshe Mitzinai that it's also in Chutz La'aretz. And part of that halacha of Moshe Mitzinai is that it's Sufik is in Chutz La'aretz is Mutter. Halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai, we don't say Sfaris. Even I don't say Sfaris.
Before that, I look at Sfaris, I don't remember. What are you talking about?
In Sfaris, it's a Chefs of a Sufik. I said, I thought I said it, I'm sorry. It's a Chefs of a Sufik. Ikba Yisura is not Poshet the Sufik.
Talking about the Ben, right?
He's talking about even if the Ben would have... No, he's talking about the Mishnah... Thank you, Yeshe Koyach. He's talking about the Mishnah LeMelech's statement. That by Ikba Isura you don't say Sofik Mamza Mutter. So the Shmaitz is addressing that. And he's saying, Misvara, since it's still a Heftz of a Sufik, even though it's Ikba Isura, but it's still a Sufik, nobody contemplates saying that Ikba Isura is a way to be patient with the Sufik. Right? I mean, so the Shmaitz says, in Svara, it's Sofik Mamza. Remember, I want to remind you that the Pnei Yeshua and the Pashtus of the Pri Chodesh hold that even if you have a Chazakah or a Rav, but Sofik Mamzer's Mutter. What's the Pnei Yeshua? Just in Lomdus. They hold it's still a Heftz of a Sofik. It didn't transform into a Vadai. just because the Torah told you what to do, but since the Torah, they hold, not like the Shmaitzer, in a very fundamental machlokas, they hold that going, following Chazaka or Rove is not an allowance to assume that you know what really happened. It doesn't transform a suffix into a vadai. It tells you what to do. The Achronim call it hanhoga. I don't especially care for the word, but the point is it's not poshek the suffix. It doesn't, it's not a halakha that you now know which side of the suffix is the correct side. That's the reasoning.
Know in what sense?
In the sense that when
you have mitzvahs, or just know like
that the din Torah is to is that that's enough knowledge. Following Rove and following Chazaka tells you what happened.
So the parents are new that we kill people on Rove and Chazaka. So how
according to the Rambam,
so
it's
not focus as far.
I can only say that they held that even if you'll kill someone, but that's also just a halacha in Hanhoga. What you, yeah, but the Chefs is the Chefs of Suffolk. Personally, I'd go with the Shmaitzer, who says Taket Zavadai, that the Pshat is the Torah is telling you how to be patient to Suffolk. The Torah knows very well that it's not being poshet to Suffolk through reality. Let's say Edom come and tell you what happened. So there the Torah tells you to listen to the Edom. So there the Torah is telling you that the Edom tell you what happened. I don't think the Shmaitzer, this is really getting deep into it. I don't think the Shmaitzer holds that Rov or Chazaka tell you what happened. He knows it doesn't. But he holds that if the Torah tells you to follow Chazaka and follow Rov, so I like the word assume. The Torah is telling you to assume what happened, and that assumption is high enough to bring it out of the level of suffix and it becomes a vadai. You're assuming.
Is not based on, if you will, American terms. Preponderance of the evidence is based on what
the din chazaka. It's based on the din. That you the din is, you learn that from a pasuk. You minalon dazlin boso chazaka. You follow chazaka. It's a din Torah. You follow Rove. It's a din Torah. This is a very fundamental machlokas. We don't have to decide who's right. The Pnei Yeshua and the Pri Chodesh hold it's still a Chefs of the Suffolk, and the Shmaitzer holds not. Now, I don't even think it's Mukhruch that there's a machlokas how Chazaka and how Rove works. I think because the Shmaitzer's mode that the din of following Chazaka and following Rove is not a halacha that tells you, that gives you knowledge. Two Edim give you knowledge.
How do we know that?
That's the Pashtus. The Torah tells to believe to Edim.
We are about the Pasuk. We hardly know that.
Yeah. Of course with the Pasuk, right? I agree.
Right? Maybe take five.
But there's an assumption. But there's an assumption. Absolutely right. There's an assumption in the Achronim that you believe to Edim. Hem nuhu kebetrei is a Lashon Nemonus. Rove is not a question of Nemonus.
Okay. But some is Xeris HaKasif.
Everything's Xeris HaKasif.
No. It's Svar HaMalikra.
Hey, wait a second, what happened?
You guys are like trading.
It's like Adar. Nobody says that Edim, even Edim, which is the highest level of Nemonis and Kol HaTorah Kula, no one says it's a Svara.
Right.
Everyone says, so I don't like the word Gzeres HaKosov. You learn it out from the Torah. The Torah teaches you a din. But the din is, what is the din? That's the difference. The din is to believe to Edim. The din is to believe them. So once you follow the din, you're believing them. Once you believe them, you know what happened. When I believe you, I know what happened.
Well, we could not have learned that in Svara.
Yeah, like you said, maybe you need four people, maybe you need five people, maybe one person's enough.
That's what I'm saying.
But there are also rules
that
the Jew ate them in the
Torah, otherwise we wouldn't know.
Okay, why do you say it as if
you're
picking a fight? This is not called time of the cross. You see, this is a fundamental mistake you make. Please forgive me. You mistake what I'll call mechanics or Torah dick physics for a reason. You're mixing up the mechanics of something versus a reason. Here's a perfect example. The Torah says, listen to two Edom. Now, what's, say, there's mechanics there. You could say, because you could say, I pick my words very carefully to be parav. Listen to two Edom. Now, listen to two Edom could be, do whatever the two Edom tell you. If they told you this guy was Mechal Shabbos, kill him. It's like robotic. It's like Chazaka, it's like Rov. It tells you something, go act accordingly. That could be one way. Another way is, and this is the reason I think it is this way that I'm about to say, is because of the lashon of the Gemara all over Shas, of Ne'emonus, is that the mechanics is, that the mechanics of the din, to listen to two Edom and act accordingly, is to believe them. That's the mechanics of the din. That's how it works. That has nothing to do with reason. The reason the Torah wants you to listen to two Edom, either we don't know the reason, or we can logically guess the reason. If two people say the same thing, probably it's true. Or you could say it's Xeris HaKosov, or you could say it's Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. I don't care. And I despite what you think, I was taught, stay away from reasons. We don't know the reasons. But we're not trying to figure out reasons. We're trying to figure out the mechanics, how it works, so that we can extrapolate, so that we can ask questions and give terutzim. And here's a beautiful example. That's for sure. If two Edom come and tell me the get was Koroiv law, then a resulting kid, if someone was Boyal law, is a Mamzavadai. No one would argue with that. Not the Shmaitzer, not the Prichodesh, not the Pnei Yeshua. That's Mamza Vadai. Why is it Vadai? Because we know that and I know it because the Lashon HaGemara of Ne'emonus, that when two Edom tell you something, the Torah tells you to believe them. The Torah tells you to believe them. Once the Torah tells you to believe them, Yakum Davar does not say to believe them.
It is true.
Doesn't mean that, no. Yakum Dava means the Psak Beisdim. Say the Chazak also gives you a Psak Beisdim. What does the words Yakum Dava refer to in the Pasuk? It's Taka, not simple. Al Pishnai made him Yakum Dava. I have two interpretations of the word Yakum Dava. I would like to know your opinion which. Yakum Dava could refer to the Psak Beisdim. Al Pishnai made him Beisdim should Paskin. Yakum Dovar, or it could mean that the matter could be established through two Edom, that the guy was Taka Mechal Shabbos, that the guy really did Avodah Zarah. You say it's the first way. Okay?
I don't know.
To this day, I'm not sure what the pasuk means. But I want to point out that if it's the second way, that Yakum Dover and the English would be, a matter should be established through the testimony of two Edom. And then you're talking about the reality of what happened. Then the Pasuk's telling me to believe them. And I don't need to point to a Lashon HaGemara that they're Ne'emon.
You use a testimony, what's that?
Why do you bring in things? You want to know what testimony means?
It
means
two.
Why all of a sudden don't you know what testimony means? Two witnesses, two people walk into the bezin and say they saw something. That's testimony. Testimony means two people testifying.
Why did you set up the case that Yakum Dovar has to be either or? Why can't it be both?
The pasuk means either this or that. Why would it mean? It could mean either or, but it usually means one. I mean, the pasuk means what it means.
Right, but you're saying which interpretation is it?
I don't know. I'm a super. I think they're both equally valid interpretations. I don't know which is the true one. I suspect them. You know, I would take if everybody wanted to, I would take out a. It's not Nogea. We're straying way off the mind. So we take out a Chumash, and I'll learn Rashi and the Rashbam and the Kli Yakor and the Ramban. I suspect it means the first, the way our friend here said. That Yakum Dover means the Psak Bezdin. But that means that I can be challenged. How do I know that the mechanics of the Din of Edus is to believe the two Edom? So then my only answer is, that's how it's mashma for me from the Lashon HaGemara all over Shas, which talks about Hemnuhu Kebetrei, Nemonim Kebetrei, you know, nemonis, 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 nemonis means I trust the guy. If I trust the guy, it's another way of knowing something. I can know it because I saw it, and like Groucho Marx said, who are you going to believe, me or your own eyes, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, getting back to Chazaka and Rov, so the Shmaitzer holds when you're following Chazaka and you're following Rov, it's a Mamzer Vaday. Certainly, the Shmaitzer knew. I'm talking now free fall. I'm certain that the Shmaitzer didn't think that following Rov and following Chazaka tells you the mitzius of what happened. It just doesn't, right? It's a legal thing to assume it. The Shmaitzer holds the level of assumption, of legal assumption, is so strong that it creates Mamzer Vaday, and I suspect that that's the Nekudas HaMachlokes, Shmaitzer and Pnei Yeshua.
Is it telling you, though, you can...
Not, let me finish, it's a subtle point. Not the way I said before, that the Pnei Yeshua maybe holds it's a Hanhoga Ba'alma, telling you what to do, but it doesn't affect the level of what you know or assume. I suspect that the Pnei Yeshua would agree that it's a level of assumption, but he holds, since it's only assumption, doesn't tell you the reality, it only tells you what to assume, so it never will get past the point of suffix. It will always be, it will be suffix, because it is a chetz of a suffix. Ikba Yisura is a no-brainer. Ikba Yisura doesn't tell me anything. The only thing Ikba Yisura does is tell me a din that is a shtickle inexplicable, and we hope we understand it. It tells me that even though normally suffix deraisa l'kula, but when it's Ikba Yisura, it's l'chumra. We're not even sure why, because it's still 50-50.
But we know one thing. It means there's a Vada Easter here.
But it doesn't change the percentages of 50-50.
We know there's a Vada Easter here.
That's the definition, yeah.
I'm just saying the simplest thing you can say that we definitely agree on and say.
You didn't, yeah, but that doesn't help me if someone looks at me and says, but Rebbe, it's still 50-50, why should the din of the suffix change? Bishlam, if it becomes 51-49, I hear. But if it's the same 50-50, and you're telling me something, you're right, so look cooler. So Bish, or for that matter, you could ask the question on that Monday Omer in the Torah. Where does Ikba Yisura come from? It comes from Oshem Tolui. There's a Monday Omer in the Gemara, in Krisus, that you don't bring an Oshem Tolui. If Oshem Tolui is brought, if you inadvertently were over a suffix chorus. That's what you bring an Oshem Tolui. If you eventually find out that you were over chorus, you bring a chatos. It's Peshogeg, everything's Peshogeg. People make a mistake. If you know something is suffix osur, and you eat it, and if you hold, let's say, suffix yaraisa l'chumra with the yaraisa, you don't bring an Oshem Tolui. You see? Because you did it b'mezut. If you willfully ate a suffix iser, and it's a suffix, though, you don't know if it was osur or not. You don't bring an Oshem Tolui.
Because
it's mezut. An Oshem Tolui is brought if you b'shogeg ate a suffix iser. People don't realize the shogeg aspect of it. Oshem Tolui has to be shogeg also.
You bring a korban if it was b'mezid, but it was a suffix?
No, you violated you either violated the din of suffix deraisa l'chumra, and you're worthy of a punishment, but there happens to be no punishment for violating the din of suffix deraisa l'chumra, because the din of suffix deraisa l'chumra is not a din to assume it is chazer. It's a din, don't cross the street without looking. That's what we said. If it would be a din to assume it's chazer,
you probably would
get malchus. You probably would get Malkus feeding Chazer. Just like by Chazaka, you get Malkus feeding Chazer. But it's not. Because it's not. It's don't cross the street without looking, both ways. Meaning, if you don't know if a car's coming, the Torah says don't cross the street. For violating that Azharas HaTorah, There's no onish. It's a din. Something derives from the chumra is a din. It's not a mitzvah in the Torah. It's not a. It's not an iser. It's not an asay. It's not a los asay. It's not even a lava bo mechal asay.
According to Pnei Yeshua, what is the
Kazakh
against the rose?
Huh?
The Pnei Yeshua
holds. I don't know. There's a rule in the Gemara. There's a rule in the Gemara. No, the Pnei Yeshua says it remains a suffix.
Oh, I'm sorry. It remains a suffix.
Yeah.
The Kazakh against the rose.
I don't know.
It's what happened.
Yeah, so the Gemara gives us the rules. The Gemara is very nice to us and says Ruba v'chazok and Ruba adif.
But how could it be? There's a vada, there's no suffix.
My good friend, it's a vaday after we follow it.
Oh.
But if I have...
So really it is a suffix.
Like you caught me saying a dirty word. It's a vaday after we follow it. But when you have two things in conflict, so that you don't know what to do, so the Torah gives me rules. And the rules are Ruba v'chazok and Ruba adif. That has nothing to do with what the psak is after I follow it.
But even if there's only one of those two things, we have a safek, and then we apply a chazaka, and go through the shmaisa, we now, but I didn't know what to do.
Yeah. But al kaponim by ikva yisura, we agree. There's no reason in the world, and the shmaisa is 1,000% right. In svara, ikva yisura is still a chefs of a safek. Right? Ikva yisura for sure doesn't tell you to assume it's sad. It just does.
By Rov and Chazaka, where we're assuming a sad, I still don't understand if we... Are we saying now you find out the Metzius later, you're still clean because you were told by the Torah you can assume that sad, so it doesn't matter?
You were clean.
If you're talking about clean,
you're clean because you followed the Torah. You're an onus. It turned out you did something wrong, but onus. Your onus was you followed the Torah. The Achronim talk about it, add... Plenty of Achronim talk about if it's metamtam delev, if you followed the Torah and then it turned out you ate unkosher food. It's a very difficult question. Like I said, if I'd be teaching a fifth grade class and a smart kid would raise his hand and say, Rebbe, I don't understand. It's still 50-50. What changed? Why is there a different din? I don't know. The only thing I can think of is that since Suffolk, I'm going back. I'm taking two steps back. Saying, really, I don't understand Suffolk Deraisa Lekula. Let's try to understand the Rambam Suffolk Deraisa Lekula. Suffolk Deraisa Lekula for sure doesn't tell you to assume it's okay. Right? That's for sure. If Suffolk Deraisa Lekula doesn't tell you to assume it's no good, and I'm even more sure that Suffolk Deraisa Lekula doesn't tell you to assume it's okay. So what does it tell you? Then you want to run across the street and not look for cars, go ahead, cover business. I don't care. Take your chances. It's like a laissez-faire attitude. That's what I believe. Yeah, that's what I believe the Rambam Shita Suffolk Deraisa Lekula is. It doesn't tell you you're allowed to do it. It's like laissez-faire. Go do it. I don't know. Go do it. You want to cross the street? Here we always have a... You want to cross the street without looking? Go ahead. Take your chances. I'm not telling you not to. The mommy is not telling the child, the parent, is not telling the child, don't cross the street till you know that no cars are coming. I am a free spirit. I grew up in the 60s. I'm a hippie. I'm a flower child. My kid wants to cross the street without looking. Fine. Great. I don't want my kid to be inhibited. I don't want my kid to grow up with neuroses and fears and who knows what. So
or be flattened by a car.
Wait. Having said that, let me finish answering.
Okay. For the Rambam, Chachamim always asked
it? Chachamim, yeah, except for Mamsa.
Always asked it.
Yeah. As far as I know.
It's just very hard to hear in Svara that Hashem's attitude is necessary.
My good friend, the Rambam Shita, Suffolk Deraisa Lekula.
I understand.
So the only way you can understand it is by making it worse.
The only way to explain it is not just because Hashem is lazy, your attitude.
Yeah, you can understand by making it worse and saying Hashem said you can assume it's okay. which I hold is much worse, much difficult to understand. My svara tells me that's more difficult to understand. Why should I assume it's okay?
Hashem said.
No.
So you could just easily say Hashem said do what you want. Why is that
true?
Okay, you know what? It's fine. It's cool. It's okay. Let's agree to disagree. Let's go back there. Now let's go to Ikba Yisura. I have a very easy understanding of Ikba Yisura, which you don't. Because since I hold that Sovik Deraisa Lekula is only what we call now a laissez-faire attitude, so I can say, you know, once it's Ikba Yisura, then the parents stepped in, this car's whizzing back and forth. In economy, it's the same 50-50, but like, I can't look. Who does look like that? I can't look. Don't cross the street. But you, okay.
According to the rug.
I can understand it. But you have a bigger problem.
I understand the rug.
I understand it. What can I do?
Why is it?
I have a criminal science. I understand.
Look. I don't understand.
Since the whole din is laissez-faire, so I can hear that by Ikba Yisura, Hashem stepped in.
Why?
I can hear it.
Why?
Because it's in your face.
It's in your face. So Hashem all he's doing is don't cross without looking. He's just saying don't cross the street without looking. I'm trying to give a marshal to be magshimit that we can understand
it. Logical, rational people, right?
Now,
Adarabba, because we're rational, logical people, I have this huge kasha about Ikba Yisura, which is sticking in my craw for 25 years, and that is, hey man, it's still 50-50,
so
why should the din change?
So
the Rav says he's
not answering
it. I do. Baruch Hashem, thanks to this Chabur, I found the answer. That since
the
whole...
the answer?
I can't explain it any better than I have. And so there's two possibilities. Either I'm wrong, either I'm wrong or you don't understand what I'm saying.
I don't know.
I can't. I can only try once more. I can try once more. Let's go back. Let's take three steps back. I am bothered by the din of Sofik Deraisa Lekula. What did Hashem say here, according to the Rambam? It's impossible. For me, it's very schwer to see it as a din, to assume the Tzad Kula. That the Torah said if you have a Sofik, if something is usur or not, you are allowed to assume that it's okay. It doesn't clop in my head. It doesn't clop. Why should I be allowed to assume it's okay? It's 50-50. Bishlam, if I have a robe, or if I have a chazokah, or an eid echad, or something. So I have something. Here I have nothing. I have a 50-50. So, like the Torah, the Torah should say, don't eat it, it might be treif. That appeals to my seichel. Because the Torah is telling me, don't take the chance. But that the Torah should tell me to assume it's okay. Why in the world should I assume it's okay? So I do understand it. But the word laissez-faire, it's a nice word. Maybe you don't like the word. It means all Hashem is saying is, you're on your own. I'm not telling you what to do. What are you gonna do? Yeah. I'm not telling you to eat it. Hashem's not telling you to eat it.
But
do what you want.
He's also not telling you not to eat it.
Right, do what you want. You don't know what it is, do what you want. A smart person won't eat it, but the Torah didn't say don't eat it. Now, since that's my understanding of that, so now I have a mahalach in Ikba Yisura.
This makes sense.
What do you say? Now I have a mahalach in Ikba Yisura. Ikba Yisura means it's in your face, the Tzad Issa. So the Torah did step in. Just
more dangerous. More dangerous.
It's not more dangerous. It's not more dangerous. I can't say that.
It's
not more dangerous.
It's more in your face.
Well, that's the definition of it. We've agreed to define Ikba Yisura that the Tzad Issa is bifanecha. Mm-hmm. We've agreed that that's the definition.
But the Rav said.
That's not what we're arguing about.
The chances are no different.
Right. Yeah, that's for sure. We all agree on that.
The reality is that the Issa, according to the Rav, is just as much in your face.
We all agree on that.
You don't know it's there if you know it's there.
I don't know. 20 minutes ago, you were very supremely happy with explaining Ikba Yisura that the Tzad Isra is bifonecha. Now all of a sudden you're not happy with it, which is fine.
No,
but I didn't change anything about the definition of Ikba Yisura. You don't like the word in your face, I won't use it. It's too hippie-ish for you. Ikba Yisura means the Tzad Isra is bifonecha. The Tzad Isra is staring you in the face. So what? Mamish so what? I agree with you. And therefore I say to myself, Baruch Hashem, if Sofik Deraisa Lekula would be a din, I would be very hard pressed to explain why that din changes by Ikba Yisura, because it's the same 50-50. But since Havik Deraisa Lekula is not a din, that's what I'm saying. It's not a din. It's a siluk. Hashem said, do what you want. It's a non-din. So then I can hear, by Ikba Yisura, Hashem made a din.
And it's not saying
what happened
that...
Tune in Tuesday night to the adventures of Ikba Yisura.
Not that you have